scriptures today. I want to share with you the thought that the Lord placed upon my heart and mind. I'd like to read some scripture from the third chapter of Ecclesiastes. If you have your Bibles and would like to read with me, please turn there. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. I want to begin reading with verse 1 and read the first 10 verses today for a scripture reading. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, beginning with the first verse. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. And that's reading the first 10 verses of Ecclesiastes, of the third chapter of Ecclesiastes, for a scripture reading today. And I would like to speak today about that which cannot ever be lost. That which cannot ever be lost. And I really want to just call your attention to one of these verses that I've read. In verse 6, in the first part of verse 6, Solomon spoke of a time to get and a time to lose. Now, you may remember reading about Solomon. If you don't remember reading this, you can turn to the first chapter of 2 Chronicles and read about it. But you may remember reading about the Lord appearing to Solomon in a dream and telling him that he could ask of him what he would. And Solomon's request to God was that he would grant unto him wisdom and knowledge that he might be able to lead the people of God, that he might be able to be the right kind of king. And that pleased God so much that he granted Solomon great wisdom, great knowledge, and he granted him other things as well, things that he hadn't even asked for. And so this book of Ecclesiastes was written by a man whom God had given great wisdom to. Solomon wrote the Proverbs. And a proverb is a wise saying, and the theme throughout the book of Proverbs is wisdom. And Solomon certainly was a very wise individual. He didn't always act wisely, but he did possess great wisdom. God had granted that to him. But in writing the things that we read here in the third chapter of Ecclesiastes, even though they were written by a man of great wisdom and great knowledge, I believe that what we read here in the sixth verse, where Solomon said there's a time to get and there's a time to lose, is a very simple statement. It doesn't take a scholarly mind to understand what he was saying here. I believe that it was a very general statement, that this is something that these things that Solomon were saying here in these verses that I've read, essentially, it's life. That's life on planet Earth. These things on Earth, we face them. And there are times that we gain, and there are times that we lose. And in this life, and it's always been this way for people, ever since Adam sinned, it has been this way for people that have lived on the earth, that we live lives, and throughout our lives, we suffer loss. There are things that we lose along the way. And we know that from what the Word of God teaches us and what we experience in our own lives from day to day, we know that not all of the blessings that God bestows upon us are eternal. God bestows upon us temporal blessings as well. There are blessings that God gives to us as we live that will only be beneficial to us here in this earthly life that we live. And there are things that the Lord blesses us with along the way that we know are subject to being lost. And Jesus cautioned us, and he taught us, if you look in the 6th chapter of Matthew, beginning with the 19th verse, Jesus taught us that our earthly possessions are all subject to loss. He said, lay not up for yourselves treasures up on earth. Why? Because moth and rust corrupt, thieves break through and steal. But he said, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. And wherever a man's treasure is, that's where his heart will also be. And so many of the things that we have in this world, there are many, I'm afraid, that live their lives with a false sense of security. They live their lives with things that they think that they're going to have these things forever. But there are times in life, just as Solomon said here, there are times in life when things are lost. We even lose people in our lives along the way. And, you know, these things are difficult for us. They are difficult for us to deal with oftentimes, but they are reality, aren't they? We lose things along the way. I was thinking about when I was studying this, I sure did not want to lose my dad when I was 31 years old. I had three young children, and you know, I would have just loved for him to have seen them grow up. I wish that he could have seen his grandchildren grow up. But he got cancer and died at a fairly young age, and we lost him. I was thinking about a cousin that I grew up with, my first cousin. And we grew up together, and we spent a lot of time together, and I loved him like he was my brother. I looked at him like my brother more than my cousin. And I remember that we grew up together. During our teenage years, we both got saved. In our early 20s, we both got married. He had a little girl. He had a child before I did, but we both got married. And I remember getting a phone call from my mother one evening telling me that he had been killed in a work accident. And I sure hated to lose him, but it happened. It happened. And there are just things that we don't have the power to control them, do we? Job, if you don't think that there's loss to be suffered in this life, read the story of the life of Job. I mean, he lost his possessions and he lost his family, his children, and this happened all in a very short time. And he acknowledged in that it's the Lord that gives, the Lord takes away, blessed be the name of the Lord. But we know in this life, we all, you know, listen, if you are born into this world and you live very long in this world, you're going to realize that we just can't keep everything that we would like to keep. Our material wealth, our material possessions are subject to the things that Jesus said they are. They're subject to rust. They're subject to decay. They're subject to being stolen. And I'm sure that there have been many people that have purchased something, that have made a purchase, a possession, and they really, whatever it was, they really liked it, and they thought, I'm going to keep this for a long time. And the next thing they knew, it was in the possession of somebody that hadn't paid for it. Somebody came and stole it from them and took it away from them. And we face the things in this life that the Bible talks to us about. But I was thinking this past week, I was thinking about all the things that God has blessed me with in life. And my heart just became overwhelmed with the thought of all the things that I do know that I am subject to lose. I'm glad today that I've got something that God gave to me that can never be lost. I'm glad that I've got something that nobody can steal. I'm thankful that God gave me something that will never decay. It's not subject to decay. It's not subject to being stolen. It's not subject to wearing out. The Apostle Paul said the outward man perishes. And he does, doesn't he? The outward man perishes. The inward man is renewed day by day. And we could say by day, by day, by day, by day. The inward man is renewed day after day. And the Lord, when He saved me and when He saved you, He gave us something that will last us forever. And the Apostle Paul, in his writing to the Romans, in the 8th chapter of Romans, he said that there is something that cannot be affected by height, nor depth, nor principalities, nor powers. There's something that is not subject to any of these things, and that is that we cannot be separated from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I would like to read those verses. The Apostle Paul, in his writing to the Romans, he said, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Now, I witnessed something today, and I liked what I saw, and I liked better what I felt. As I sit here and I witness those, as Brother Strode led the song, the Days of the Week song, and I witnessed people standing up on Monday and Tuesday and all throughout the days of the week and giving testimony by that, that you have been saved by God's grace. And listen, when the Lord gave you that, in that moment, wherever you were at, in that moment when the Lord spoke peace to your soul, when he saved you by his grace, he gave to you something that's eternal. And listen, there's not anybody or anything that can take it away. Isn't that great? That the Lord gave us something that we can never lose? I'm sure that most all of you here today have experienced in your life the same thing that I've experienced. I've lost material possessions in my life. My wife will tell you that. She says I can't keep up with anything. By my own fault at times, I've lost things. Things I never could even figure out what happened to them. Things I never could recover. Somewhere along the way, I just lost them and they were gone. You ever done that? I've lost people in my life that if it would have been left up to me, I would have kept them with me. If it would have been left up to me, I would have tried to retain them and keep them here living with me probably, but that wasn't my call. That's up to God, isn't it? That's all in his hands. And there are times that we gain in this life, and there are times that we lose. You know, the Bible teaches us, and if you're here today and you're lost, I want you to think about this. The Bible teaches us plainly that the greatest thing that anybody can lose is their soul. Jesus, in the 8th chapter of the Gospel of Mark, Jesus asked this question: what would it profit a man if he were to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Listen, you can lose your very soul. You can lose the part of you that is eternal if you don't entrust that to God and let him save your soul and secure your soul. You will lose your soul for all of eternity to the eternal damnations of hell. You will lose your soul forever. And if you had gained the whole world through your lifetime, if you had gained possession of everything in your life and lost your soul for eternity, then it did not profit you anything at all. What would it profit you? What would it profit any man to gain all the world and lose his soul? And the answer is nothing. It would be of no profit to you whatsoever. But the Lord is gracious. I'll tell you, he's willing to save you today. If you will come to the Lord and repent of your sins and place your trust in him, he's willing to save you today, and he will give you something that is yours. He will give you something that is eternal. He will give you something that nobody can take away from you. I remember one time hearing the testimony of a man years ago, and he was talking about when he grew up that his dad was somewhat abusive, and they were sharecroppers, and they went from place to place, and they worked hard. And he was talking about how he was just a teenager, and he was talking about how that he had worked so hard there was a pair of shoes that he wanted to buy. Really, you know, shoes that he just thought were really great. And he wanted to buy this pair of shoes. And he testified how that he worked so hard, saving his money up until he got up enough money to go and buy this pair of shoes. And I believe he said he was maybe about 16 years old at the time when he went and purchased these shoes, and his dad took them from him, just took them from him and wore them himself. And he said, but listen, he talked about the time that God saved him, and he said, the Lord put a pair of gospel shoes on my feet, and nobody will ever take those away from me. That's what he did for us, didn't he? He gave us something that no matter what we lose in this world, he gave us something that nobody can ever take away. And the Apostle Peter wrote about that, and this is how he described it. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Now, there are people in the world today, of course, there's people that teach a lot of things in the world today that the Bible doesn't seem to teach, but there are people in the world today that teach that people get saved and then they do something wrong and they lose their salvation. Let me tell you something. Any person that's ever been truly saved by God's grace has gone to heaven when their life ends. Every one of them. Jesus Christ has never lost one of his children, and he never will. The reason that you and I can't lose our salvation is because we are not the ones that are keeping it. You can't lose something if you're not the one keeping it, are you? It's being kept by the power of God. He's reserving that. He has reserved that. And we are ready to be revealed in the last time. So we ought to be thankful today that God has given us something that, you know, even though we know that in this life there's a time to gain, there's a time to lose, even though we know that things are subject to loss, God has given us something that will never be lost, will never fade away. And I want to say this to you here today that aren't saved, that this same gift is offered to you. It's offered to you. God can give you something that's eternal. He can give you something that will last forever. He can speak peace to your soul today, and he can give unto you eternal life, and nobody or nothing will ever be able to take it away. You know, since the time that the Lord saved my soul, I've made mistakes. You know, since the time that the Lord saved my soul, I've been guilty of sin. That's true for every one of us. There's not one of us as God's people that have not been guilty of sin. I'm thankful that God is just and willing to forgive us of our sins. I'm thankful that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, that when we have sinned, we can go to him and we can confess our sin, and he's willing to forgive us of our sin. Along the way, we all make mistakes. We do things that we should not do. But listen, we never lose that God gives to us. David didn't lose his salvation, did he? When you read the 51st Psalm, that's often misinterpreted, I believe, but David didn't lose his salvation. But you know what we can lose? If we don't live right, if we don't do right, you know what we can lose?
we can lose the joy that the Lord wants us to have. That's what David lost for a while. That's what he prayed that God would restore unto him, the joy of his salvation. And so, we ought to desire to have that. We ought to desire that to have everything that accompanies salvation, that we ought to, have a desire to live our lives the way that God has told us, that we might have that great joy that comes with being saved. But we will never be plucked out of our Father's hand. Jesus said, "My Father that gave them to me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." Know this with all assurance of heart. If you've been saved, you're going to be saved tomorrow. You're going to be saved the next day. You're going to be saved when that day comes when God calls you out of this life. You will still be his child because he's given us something that nobody can ever take away from us. And so if you are here today and you're lost and without the Lord, I'm going to ask Brother Strode if he would to come and lead a song for us today. And if you're lost, the Lord can give to you eternal life. He can secure your soul. He can forgive you of your sins and secure your soul for all of eternity. While we sing.
Number 157 in the malls. Number 157. Time has made a change since my childhood day. Many of my friends have gone. Some I never more in this life shall see. Time has made a change in me. Time has made a change in the old home place. Time has made a change in each smiling face. And I know my friends can plainly see. Time has made a change in me. In my childhood day, I was well and strong. I could climb the hill side all day long. I am not today what I used to be. Time has made a change in me. Time has made a change in the old home place. Time has made a change in each smiling face. And I know my friends can plainly see. Time has
when I reach my home in that land somewhere, meet my friends that wait me over, free from pain and care, I shall ever be. Time has made a change in me. Time has made a change in the old home place. Time has made a change in each smiling face, and I know my friends can plainly see. Time